One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 15, The Good Shepherd, My Comfort, by Dr. Mark Smith. Scripture passage, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:4. Walking down a dimly lit street or into a dark room can be unnerving. It doesn't matter if you're familiar with your surroundings or not. It can make you feel insecure and sometimes afraid. King David understood these feelings quite well. His life was full of difficult situations and darkness, whether in the pasture with his sheep, on the battlefield fighting an enemy, or in the palace ruling his kingdom, David often found himself walking through dark valleys. It is interesting to notice where David's beloved statement, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, is located in God's Word. It is strategically placed between Psalm 22 and Psalm 24. Jonathan Parnell, lead pastor of City's Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, unfolds the drama and helps us understand the connection between these three chapters. He writes, In an unparalleled way, Psalm 22 captures the suffering of the Messiah in the first person. David's voice says, Why have you forsaken me? And I am a worm and not a man. And I am poured out like water. We step inside the mind of the afflicted man of Jesus to feel his pain and see his faith. Faith is an amazing theme here. The afflicted one is forsaken. But as we began to see, he's not ultimately forsaken. As we read in Psalm 22, the sound of affliction turns to foreshadowing deliverance. Even in the thick of his pain and restlessness, the afflicted one knows that God can be trusted. He knows that God is faithful. Psalm 22:2-5. Then suddenly, there's a twist. The entire world is going to worship the Lord one day. Just like that. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Psalm 22:27-28. Jump to Psalm 24, where the theme of kingship gets even clearer. It comes at the high point when the king takes his place on the throne. That's what is behind the epic chorus of, Who is this King of Glory? It is a coronation song. The righteous king of Psalm 24:4, like the righteous man of Psalm 1:1-3 and Psalm 15:2-3, ascends to the Lord's hill, like the hill in Psalm 2:6 and Psalm 15:1. The king has triumphed, and he proceeds to the seat where he will rule the nations until every last one of his enemies become his footstool. Psalm 110:1-2. So we see affliction and a glimmer of hope in Psalm 22. We celebrate a victorious monarchy in Psalm 24, and Psalm 23 comes right in the middle. So what's its role? Psalm 23 serves as the bridge between affliction and triumph, both for Jesus and for us. The pain of the afflicted one in Psalm 22 is translated into contentment and trust in Psalm 23. There is pain, real pain. Darkness surrounds the suffering one. Insults are blasted. The mouth of the lion opens wide. The wild ox readies its head for a jab. But God is the rescuer. God is the shepherd. He leads and restores. Even though the afflicted one walks through the valley of the shadow of death, God is there to guide and rescue and comfort. Psalm 23:4. Reflect upon the following. Do you feel that Psalm 22:1 is happening in your life right now? Have you, like David, like Jesus, asked the question, my God, why have you forsaken me? Consider taking the following action steps. Before you go to bed tonight, make a list of all the areas where you feel God has forsaken you. Beside each item on your list, write the words of Psalm 23:4. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.